USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's been quite a week for Americans who've learned that almost nothing in their daily lives is not being impacted by the coronavirus outbreak. There are over 1,700 cases of it in the United States. Over 40 people have died of it. New Rochelle, New York, northern New York City, has the highest cluster of cases in the nation. And this morning, a drive-through mobile coronavirus testing facility is open there. This man was one of the first to show up.
Everybody's so afraid and paranoid. Like, my own family in Portchester is paranoid that I may have the coronavirus, and it's so frustrating because I'm not sick.
A Philadelphia police officer has been shot and killed in the line of duty this morning. The officer shot while attempting to serve a warrant at a home. The police commissioner has identified the 46-year-old cop as a member of the city's SWAT team. And this is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Accenture. The 20th Annual Technology Vision Report from Accenture shows that although people are embedding technology into their lives more than ever before, organizations' attempts to meet their needs and expectations can fall short. Michael Biltz, Managing Director of the Accenture Technology Vision.
In a world where digital technology is everywhere, there's a tech clash between businesses and the technology models that aren't aligned with people's needs and expectations. To move forward, a new approach is required. Organizations need to focus on balancing their drive to create business value with their customers' and employees' values.
The report is based in part on a survey of more than 8,000 business executives and consumers. It identifies the key tech trends that will impact businesses over the next 3 years and counsels companies on how best to address the opportunities and challenges ahead. For more, please visit Accenture.com/technologyvision. That's Accenture.com/technologyvision.
The federal government's foremost expert on infectious disease, Dr. Anthony Fauci of the NIH, says coronavirus will be getting worse here in the United States before it gets better. But he says the cancellations and closures are a good start when it comes to combating the spread of it.
Obviously, what you're going to see is an acceleration of cases. What you hope to do is to get that peak become a little bit of a hump. Now, that hump's going to be still a lot of people going to get infected, but hopefully it will be much, much less.
Former Army whistleblower Chelsea Manning is now back home recovering from a suicide attempt in a Virginia prison cell on Wednesday. Yesterday, a judge ordered her release from prison. She had been held since last May for contempt for refusing to cooperate with a grand jury investigating WikiLeaks and its founder Julian Assange. The judge yesterday ruled that her testimony is no longer needed. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Two major cruise lines are staying ashore as coronavirus spreads. Princess is stopping all cruises within the next 5 days, though it's continuing current itineraries until they're completed. This comes after two of its ships carried passengers who ended up testing positive for the virus, and one of those ships just docked this week in California. It took 3 days to disembark. And Viking Cruises is not immediately halting its ships, but says it will do so on May 1st. In the Major Leagues, baseball's Baltimore Orioles are updating the situation concerning their first baseman, Trey Mancini. They say he had a malignant tumor removed from his colon yesterday. It was discovered last week during a routine colonoscopy. The team says lab results and the timetable for Mancini's recovery will not be clear until sometime next week. The 27-year-old hit 35 home runs last season. And the Beastie Boys are back. Well, the trailer for a new documentary about them is out, and it teases the tale of three best friends who inspired the world, according to producers. The New York rappers hit it big in 1986 with their first album, Licensed to Ill, their story told by surviving members Mike Diamond and Adam Horovitz. The movie premieres on IMAX April 2nd and on Apple TV Plus on April 24th. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.